So again, another face-off for the last quarter.
Final quarter.
Scary.
Interesting to see what Lancaster can do different here to perhaps combat Bright. We saw Bright win the last one, and he was closed down very quickly by defenders and midfielders. So interested to see if they can implement that again, perhaps after they've been spoken to by the coach there.
So we have Jasper, Pookie, Ted and Harrison in defence. We then have... Ooh, sorry about the noise.
Going down for final quarter.
I believe we have Charlie or Millwall. Sorry, give me a second.
Ollie winning the face again.
Ollie winning face.
Popping it to himself.
This is where I was saying Ollie is
clearing
winning
the
face
field.
Off. So be defensive. And taking that. And Harris is chasing. Harris is chasing. Yorker going for the ball. Pookie's on it. Pookie's putting pressure. Very good pressure to make this man not pick up that ball.
Drew was desperate for the ball there. Going for a
big hit. We've got Ben Horden on the ball. Running it down. No check can take him.
York setting up into defence here.
So here he is trying to take his time in the way.
Dodging round.
That was on the back, so the ref should call.
It did look like it was on the side. Oh, flag has gone up.
The flag has gone up. There we go.
I think that might have been a Lancaster goal there.
There it is, Lancaster goal.
Ref waving.
Ref is discussing with the other ref to decide
it is so difficult
if a foul happened or not.
The other way. They've called a ref timeout, just briefly discussing. Ref timeouts are so important when one ref, because obviously there's two refs in lacrosse, which is very different to other sports. So ref timeouts, I ref women's lacrosse.
Yes.
Dedication to the sport. We like to see it.
But I had to give a high five there.
It's so important for refs to call timeouts for themselves.
I completely agree.
On board with each other on what's going on.
Especially I think it's, in this situation, they both threw an individual flag there.
I think it's really hard because in box matches, you never get that. And it's one of those where you want refs to fight for each team. Yes. And it's very rare to get a ref conversation or like stop play. They're like, let's just continue it, get over and done with. Whereas I think Roses is one of those where you do get very
I think
like,
that's another really good thing for the lads about Roses is we get professional refs in, which can make a big difference.
You know what? I do wish in women's we get that a bit more.
Just trying to work out quickly if that goal did count for Lancaster. It's going for another face-off.
It's a face-off, so it did count.
So score now...
It is 6-4.
Really heating
Lancaster's
up in the final
coming!
Quarter.
Slow York burn, darling. Still, slow burn.
York still in the lead here in the final quarter.
No, not for long. No. Lancaster. Lancaster.
Sorry, I've been told by a spectator to... Lancaster
to
winning
up possession. York more. No, it's always Lancaster.
Ref blowing
okay,
the whistle.
That was, I believe that's a York ball.
I think that's actually a Lancaster ball with
no,
a York
ball.
Is that not a York boy going off?
It's your ball because there was
yeah.
an illegal jack.
So York is actually manned down at the moment. I've just noticed that. So yeah, Lancaster looking to use this opportunity to equalise further.